Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, talking about those that are not saved, those that are going to die. That's what perish means, to die. Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now look, why is God sending them strong delusion? Is it just because he chooses certain people to send a strong delusion to? No, it says they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. So you can see they're the ones who made the first move of not receiving the love of the truth that they might be saved. And that's why God sent them the strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You see, those who have pleasure in unrighteousness, and then basically when you bring them the gospel and the word of God, you know what you're bringing them? Righteousness. The truth. Now look, the Bible says that some people receive the love of the truth and some people don't receive the love of the truth. You know what that tells me? That tells me there are two types of people in this world. Those who love the truth and those who don't. That's the two types of people. Now, the one who loves the truth, they want to believe the truth. And you know, I've been in many situations in my life and had many issues brought before me where I honestly did not care what was right or what was wrong. I just wanted to know the truth. You know, I didn't say like, man, I really want this to be the truth. Or man, I really want this to be the truth. No, I just approached the Bible as just, what is the truth? Whether I like it or not, I love it just because it's the truth and I love the truth. But some people don't care about the truth. Some people just want to believe what they want to believe, whether it be true or not. They just want to believe what they want. And you can show them evidence and show them facts, and they will not believe in it because they don't want to believe it. Other people are a type of person who loves the truth. And so when they're exposed to the truth, they embrace it, whether it's positive, whether it's negative, whether it's something that they would have liked or something that they would have not liked. They just love it just because it's the truth, because they love the truth. Now look, there are three reasons why people don't want to believe the gospel. Number one, they don't want to have to acknowledge that God's laws exist. They have pleasure in unrighteousness, and they enjoy sin, and they want to sin without feeling guilty about it and acknowledging that it's wrong. And the only way they can sin without feeling guilty about it is saying, this isn't a sin. There's nothing wrong with this. People don't want to go through their life doing some activity every day or every week or every month knowing that it's wrong. And feeling the guilt associated with knowing, hey, I'm doing wrong every day. So they don't want to feel that guilt. So they'd rather just say, what I'm doing is fine. What I'm doing is okay. What I'm doing is right. So that they don't feel guilty about it.